With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Joe Biden has formally clinched a second straight Democratic nomination. Now his party's presumptive nominee, he faces an all but certain rematch with former President Donald Trump. Biden clinched the nomination Tuesday after winning enough delegates in Georgia. Former President Trump is expected to wrap up the GOP nomination for president later on this evening. In other news, Special Counsel Robert Hur appeared before the House Judiciary Committee into his investigation of President Biden's handling of classified documents. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan says Biden broke the law by keeping classified information.
He had a fundamental question to address. Did Joe Biden unlawfully retain classified information? The answer, yes, he did. Page one of Mr. Hur's report, he says this: our investigation uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen.
Hur also stands by his report questioning Biden's age and mental competence, but not recommending criminal charges against the 81-year-old. Worries about Russia's expansionist tendencies are on the minds of two Polish leaders attending a White House meeting today. Polish President Andrzej Duda says more NATO allies need to boost their defense spending.
That is why I believe it's necessary for all NATO countries to increase their defense spending from 2 to 3% of GDP. 2% was good 10 years ago. Now, 3% is required in response to the full-scale war launched by Russia right beyond NATO's eastern border.
Poland has a border with embattled Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow by 235 points. This is SRN News. As American pastors grapple with criticism from the political left in our country, author, educator, and advocate for Christian apologetics Alex McFarland says the term Christian nationalist is being casually thrown around in an attempt to silence religious leaders. McFarland urges Christians to be strong and to speak out against attempts to muzzle them from speaking scriptural truth.
See, here's the thing. I'm a Christian and I care about America. According to Rob Reiner and James Carville, that makes me a bad guy. James Carville was on television with Bill Maher and he said Christians are a bigger threat to America than Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's not even rational. If caring about the future of the United States makes me a bad guy, then I guess I'm a bad guy. But am I a Christian and do I care about our nation? You bet. And I pray for this country every day.
Alex McFarland currently serves as director of the Christian Worldview Center located in Greenville, South Carolina. This is SRN News. The IRS has launched a new online system to file people's taxes in some states, correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The pilot program called Direct File will allow taxpayers in a dozen states to file returns directly to the IRS online. It'll be available to taxpayers in Florida, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, Wyoming, Arizona, Massachusetts, California, and New York. The Treasury Department says that they estimate that a third of all federal tax returns could be filed using the new direct file system and that 19 million taxpayers could be eligible to use the tool this season. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Authorities say a third suspect has been arrested in a shooting that wounded 8 Philadelphia high school students at a bus stop last week. A fourth person was still being sought. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.